Good morning. My name is Nathan Arce. We are your missionary family in the country of Venezuela. With me is my wife, Margie, my oldest daughter, Natalie Joy. She's 16. My daughter, Gabriela. She is 14. And my son, Nathan Santiago. We call him Tiago or Santiago. And we're thankful to be here, thankful to be able to share. You can sit down, Natalie, now. Sorry. We are missionaries, as I said, in the country of Venezuela. I grew up in the country. My parents are missionaries down there. I was there since I was 2 years old, just had the opportunity to grow up in the country. And I didn't understand at the time how that would be a blessing to my life. Right now, Venezuela is going through difficult times. If you wanted to travel to Venezuela, you would have to go to a Venezuelan consulate and get a visa. And they will be happy to say, no, you are denied. And that's just been the case with most missionaries going into Venezuela or anybody who wants to bring any kind of preaching to the country of Venezuela. But because I grew up in the country before socialism came in, God has given us an open door. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the ministry. We've been in Venezuela since 2007. And we started up in the mountains up in Sanare. And I asked God, I said, God, if you open a door for me, I will cross that door. And so when we arrived, a friend of mine that I grew up with said, Nathan, can you go up into the mountains of Sanare and teach at a small little gathering that's going to be at somebody's house? And I said, what? Why are you inviting me? He says, I asked several people, and you just arrived to the country. You're not doing anything. I know you can do that for me. So I said, all right, I'll go up. And I did. I went up to the mountains thinking I was going to work in the city. I went up to this mountain called Sanare and preached to a group of about 8 people. A man got saved that night. And afterwards, the lady that was hosting in her house in the little patio, very humble mud hut, tin roof, she says, could you come in and have some coffee? Stirred the coffee, you know, the spoon stands up, doesn't fall to the side, just thick Venezuelan coffee. About 9 o'clock at night, yeah, sure, I'll have a coffee. Walk into the inside of this house, and I'm looking and just seeing the difference of how these people were living. But sure enough, on this little rusted refrigerator was a prayer card. And I'm looking at it, and it's us, it's my family. And I said, did I give you that when I arrived? And she said, no, we met your father about 2.5 years ago, dad at his church in Barquisimeto. And he shared about mission work, and he shared about your family and several others who are doing mission work. And he said that you were coming back to the country to start a church. And I've been praying for you to come here to start a church. I looked at my wife and I said, this wasn't my plan, but it was God's. And I said, we'll work here for a few years, and then somebody else will come along. We'll leave the church to a national and move on. But we ended up staying there for 14 years. We fell in love with the people. We built our home, raised our children there. And we started a large ministry. The church grew from 0 to 50 in about 4 years. It took forever to get to 50. But after that, the church grew up to about 300 people. And we were able to send out a family to Morocco, Africa as missionary from there.
Wow.
And we were able to send a family to Mexico. And they're pastoring in Mexico mm-hmm. right now. And I was able to train these men. I thought these men were going to stay and pastor the church that I started. But no, God had other plans. And then I invested in 5 families, and these families are now leading the church. And we've turned it over to a national pastor. And these last 2 years, a year and a half, we've come down to the city of Barquisimeto and began a ministry discipling couples, but also starting a new church plant in the city. And it's the fourth largest city in the country. It's got about 1,200,000 people. And the church has just been growing as a healthy church should. Family members bringing their families and their neighbors to church. And we started a year and a half ago on Mother's Day of last year, 2022. And we started with 100 people. And we just had our first anniversary this year in June. And we had 260 people at church. And so the church is just rapidly growing. Where are we headed? Hopefully by this year that's coming, 2024, we hope to start a Bible college at the church where we're going to start training men and women to go out and reach their own nation with the gospel. So pray for the RC family. We're thankful because in a time where a lot of churches were saying, we don't know if we're going to stay open here in the States, I got a call from your pastor saying the church wants to send a donation to Venezuela. And through that donation, I was able to get a permit to go up into the mountains and visit several homes and give grocery bags to people who hadn't been able to work, hadn't been able to do anything. And through that, was able to share the gospel, even able to lead a couple of people who were working for the government at the time to Christ. And you all had a part in that. And I'm thankful for churches like you. I'm thankful because God opens doors that I didn't see, opens ways that I didn't know were possible to reach others. And I'm thankful for people like you who are not only praying for missionaries, but sending and giving for missions. And I want to say God bless you. And we're thankful to be a part of this ministry.